This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Looking for an easy workout? You're in the wrong place. Peloton Tread has what you need to challenge yourself. Need to be pushed to your limit? Their elite coaches will keep you on track to break past your goals. Whether you're looking to get stronger or faster, Peloton Tread has everything you need to become everything you want. Find your push. Find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Florida. Fire. To Dallas, Texas.
I'm ready for it.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! To you. This is Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
Two of Dak Prescott's teammates left him off a certain list. That person will have a problem. You'll hear from Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons, on the Cowboys Players on the Edge with Micah Parsons. That's his podcast coming up in about 90 seconds. With Matt Jones in for Amber Wilson, who's on maternity leave, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. You can always hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, as we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we got Thursday Night Football kicking off here in about 12 minutes. The 6-2 Texans at the 2-6 Jets. The Jets are favored by 2, and I took the Jets and bet to your hands bleed minus the 2, and I am very timid and scared about this particular play, Matt. As you should be.
That was a really awful decision. So I mean, you should be scared, but that's okay. Listen, we all get our mistakes in life, and yours is ever going to be betting on Aaron Rodgers.
Yet it hasn't happened yet.
I feel good about it.
But as Matt Jones, if you are just tuning in, is coming to you from Aaron Rodgers' place of darkness.
Has he ever told you, Ian, you look like a fitter Burt Kreischer?
If I could tell you who Burt Kreischer is, then I would say
Eric, yeah. You know, I'm sure you know who Burt Kreischer is. Am I right about that?
I can definitely see it, for sure.
Yeah, like Burt Kreischer's a comedian.
All
he always takes
take
his
shirt off.
Yeah, and I mean, he's a little chubbier than you are. But like, you look like
seen me lately, Matt. It's week 10 in college football.
Maybe you are Burt Kreischer reincarnate, but you look like a little bit like – and he gets paid a lot of money to take his shirt off and tell the same joke every night. Maybe you should try that,
He was at the Brady Roast. He got invited to the Tom Brady Roast.
Yeah, he was at the Tom Brady Roast.
I know that guy. Yeah.
He was the one Nikki Glaser said, right. Hey, Burt, I love your joke. Right. And that's exactly right, because he only says the same thing all the time.
Yeah, it's coming close to needing a mirror to see my feet right now. So, yeah, it happens every year, week 10. But when you get into your 50s, as my wife and kids tell me, it's not as easy to get rid of it. So you might want to try and just keep it from being piled on.
I'll be there in like 15 years. So when that happens, I'll let you know.
More on Ian's physical later in the show.
Good tease.
Oh, you want me to tell that story, don't you? We will get to that. I had a physical today for the first time in a year and a half. So we'll touch on that in a little bit.
That's what everybody's going to stay tuned in.
What
did Ian's physical say?
All right. It's also about who was giving it. But anyway, back to our regularly scheduled program. So, Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons, on the Edge with Micah Parsons, his podcast. They had a conversation. It started about Jaden Daniels and the Hail Mary that he threw against the Bears to win the game in dramatic fashion. And then it organically turned to, is Daniels a top five quarterback right now in the NFL? And that's where we pick it up. Give it a listen.
Where would you rank him among quarterbacks right now? I would say he's definitely top 10.
Higher.
You think he's top five?
For sure. Who else you going to put in there?
Give us your top five right now.
I'm going to go him. I'm going to go Mahomes.
Mar. Got to have Mar.
Yeah. Lamar. Josh Allen. Jalen playing pretty good right now, too.
Jared Goff is is a top five quarterback right now.
And Matthew Stafford. I love how Matthew Stafford played a quarterback position.
Sam Darnold could be in the top five conversation right now.
Yeah, Sam Darnold looking crazy too. So it's hard as a lot of quarterbacks right now.
I can't give you a top five right now based on how everybody's performing. Yeah. You know? It's just too hard.
Okay. Wow. So I heard, I think, 8 total names.
Yeah.
The top five, not even the 8, did not involve their quarterback in Dak Prescott. Matt Jones, you're reacting.
Yeah, that's when I had not heard that until you played it, and when you set it up, I kind of was thinking, well, I mean, okay, but then when they're getting in and they mention Sam Darnold and they haven't mentioned Dak, no offense to Sam Darnold, it is interesting because you would expect them to say, well, of course, our guy Dak, and when they don't. I don't think that's a shot against Dak. I think they legitimately didn't think about him as one of the top five, and I think telling with how he's played.
All right, so if you're Dak, how would you take that?
You're probably a little offended. I mean, I'm trying to think what an equivalent would be. Okay, so it would be like, you know, let's say you're saying, all right, who are the best personalities on ESPN? And a guest on First Take did not say Stephen A. I do think Stephen A would be like, hey, I'm sitting right here. So I do, yeah, I mean, I don't know that he'd be furious, but he probably would be like, hey, what about your boy here? You know, I mean, how do you leave me out?
You know what? They were right. He's not in the top five. He's not.
Yeah,
in the top,
I mean, they're right.
But here's the
Jay
thing.
Jay Daniels is not in the top five, but I actually think the rest of the people they named, I would have thrown Burrow in there, but the rest of the people they named are probably the top people.
Without a doubt. I mean, they left out Brock Purdy.
CJ Stroud.
Brock Purdy's in there, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's not in the top five. Brock Purdy's not in the top five. Who are your top five? Mine is Mahomes. Mahomes definitely won.
I don't care who your top five are. I really don't.
You don't care.
I'm going to tell you why. I know you care. If I'm Dak, I don't care that I was left out. That's just going to drive
you
me
don't
even
care.
More. I could not care less that they left me out of their top five, top eight.
I think you're wrong. If Matt
saying,
Jones,
how can I be wrong if it's my opinion?
But if Matt Jones or Ian Fitzsimmons leaves Dak out, he shouldn't care. But if your teammates. Your two best teammates on the defensive side of the ball leave you out. Well, then that's a different thing. I mean, I feel like I don't know. I think it's different when it is your teammates. Should he care if it's on a random person's list? No. But if Micah Parsons, the guy I go to war with every week, doesn't even think about me, let's put it like this: if they ask Dak, who are the best linebackers in the league? You don't think he's going to say Micah Parsons is in that group?
Oh, he would.
Of course he is.
Yeah, he would.
He would.
100%.
So Micah Parsons not doing it back to him has got to, like, bother him a little bit.
I'm just saying, if it were me, it would not bother me one bit. And I've gotten to know Dak a little bit. I really don't – I think it's going to drive him more than bother him, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, you know him. I don't. But that's I would say it would bother me. I would use the example of if one of my radio co-hosts went on a show. Who are the five best radio hosts in America? And doesn't mention me. I'm going to be like, hello. So it would bother me a little bit. But I will say this. I don't think those guys had the list wrong. I mean, you're choosing from those 10 dudes. I think I would throw C.J. Stroud in there and Joe Burrow. But I think the rest of the guys were probably the right guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'd throw Brock Purdy ahead of Dak. I'd throw Baker Mayfield right now ahead of Dak. I mean, Josh.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
All those guys.
Right now, Dak is probably, what, 11th, 12th, 13th?
Yeah, Sam Darnold, to me right now, the way he's playing, he's completing around 68% of his passes, 14 touchdowns, only 5 picks. Darnold right now is playing better than Dak Prescott.
Let's put him up against the guy he's going up against this week, Kirk Cousins in the Atlanta Falcons.
Definitely. Kirk Cousins is definitely ahead of Dak. I mean, now that we mention it, you're now getting to the point that Dak's like in the middle of the pack, right? Like he's like 13th, 14th, 15th. Because you're right. We've mentioned like 12 guys. And I would even go further. Because when I judge quarterbacks, in part what I do, Ian, is like, how good are you vis-a-vis how much I'm paying you, right? Because I think that is a key part of this. When you go to that metric, not only is Baker way ahead, but you even start going, wouldn't you like rather have Caleb Williams paying what you're paying him than paying Dak 40 some plus
Jordan
million
Love,
dollars?
Who just did just Jordan, get paid. He did just get paid.
We didn't even put Jordan Love on there. So I actually think Dak is like 15th.
15, 16, no doubt. I mean,
yeah.
It's it look. We can keep going if you wanted. I mean, Geno Smith could. Might be better right.
Well,
now.
I mean this year, like, honestly, this year, Gina, wouldn't you say he's been as good or better this year?
The touchdown to INT ratio, too many interceptions. I know two of them weren't on him, but it's 8, so it's 8-7, but it should be around, and he's had a touchdown drop, so it should be around 9-5. But he's completing like 69% of his passes for over 2,000 yards. Dak right now, 63%. Now I got the numbers in front of me. 63%, 1,800 yards, 10 touchdowns, 8 INTs. So Geno Smith, statistically, would be ahead of Dak.
That, you know, for me, you and I have had this conversation before. When you're looking at quarterbacks, there's only two kind of quarterbacks you can win with in the NFL. Either dudes that are Hall of Fame quality, okay? So you can pick who that is in the NFL right now, but you can pick them. Or somebody that's cheap on a rookie deal or really cheap on a regular deal. The guys that kill you are the guys that are paying $35, $40 million and they're not going to the Hall of Fame. And I just gave you one in the name of Dak Prescott. Those are the guys that kill you. Those are the guys you can't win with. If you have a, if you're paying a Hall of Fame level money and you do not have a Hall of Fame player, Trevor Lawrence, Dak, you know, Daniel Jones, and you're doing that, you are asking yourself to be a bad franchise.
All right, give me your top five. You got 20 seconds.
All right, I'm going to go Mahomes, Allen, Lamar are easily the top three. And then after that, I'll make the case for Stafford. And then this year, Kirk Cousins been really good this year, Ian. Like this year, he's been really good.
He's Matt Jones in for Amber Wilson. Amber and Ian are presented by Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Coming up is Aaron Judge, the best professional athlete going right now without a title. We'll discuss that right here on ESPN Radio.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
The Dodgers have won it all as they storm back from a 5-0 deficit.
Obviously, it stings now, but this is going to sting forever.
The Dodgers are the first team in history to clinch a World Series being down by 5 runs, and they did it because the Yankees allowed them to do it.
We came up short, and that just... It's brutal.
I think falling short in the World Series will stick with me until I die, probably. I think just like every other loss, you know, those things don't go away.
Matt Jones and me and Fitzsimmons. We'll dive into that coming up in a moment here on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Thursday Night Football has kicked off. Right now the Texans have the ball deep in their own territory. There is a flag. We are literally just underway. 2nd and 10 for the Texans at the Jets. Texans are 6-2. Jets are 2-6. For some reason, the Jets are a 2-point favorite. And bet your hands bleed. We went with Vegas and against America, and we took
No, wait a minute. No, we. Jets. Not we. You.
That was quick, by the way, on your part. That was a big legal disclaimer.
I just want to be clear. I don't want to be responsible for that decision.
Tulane also leaves Charlotte 3-0, 13-30 to go in the second quarter. Oh, we got well, a ball game here.
That was a Southern way to say it. Tulane. I like that. You, yeah, that was your accent came out there. Tulane.
Yeah, that's growing up in a thoroughbred farm in Louisiana, the North Shore of New Orleans, where that's just the way it was pronounced where I grew up, man. Tulane.
Tulane.
And they were a 14.5 point favorite on ESPN betting this bad boy. So Charlotte, given the 6-2 Green Wave, all they can handle is also unbeaten in conference play. All right, Matt Jones, Aaron Judge, right now. Is he the best professional athlete, active athlete, without a championship?
It's either him or Luka. So if you were to go sport to sport, the contenders I think would be Luka in the NBA, Lamar Jackson in the NFL, Connor
Josh
McDavid.
Allen. Josh Allen in the NFL.
Josh Allen, Connor McDavid. Yep. In hockey, and then Aaron Judge. So then you just have to ask yourself, like, Mike Trout maybe as well. Then you just have to ask yourself, okay, which of those dudes is – Aaron Judge is probably definitively the second best player in his sport. I'm not sure if any of those other guys are definitively the second best player, so I'll say it probably is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, and Freddie Coleman came up with this question earlier on Freddie and Harry, and it really got me to thinking, and that's the list I came up with. Josh Allen, Aaron Judge, Lamar Jackson, and you mentioned Luka. If you want to go active for a career but not current, I'll throw CP3 in there as well. But bottom line is, man, Aaron Judge in the postseason, a lot like Lamar Jackson, where you get to the playoffs and they're just not the same guy. If I'm Aaron Judge.
I do think it's harder in baseball, though. Okay, so like
no
I think in basketball especially, I think not winning a title is on an individual more than any other sport. Then in football, I think the quarterback gets that. I think it's really hard in baseball. Like, you can't make guys pitch. I don't care how good a hitter you are. So, but you're right. Part of why you would say it is because he's hit under 200 in the postseason.
Yeah, and he's the American League home run champ. I mean, he damn near hit 60 again this year. But in the postseason, until game four and again last night, you know, it was – he's chasing pitches nonstop.
Yeah.
There was one at bat in six pitches. They didn't throw him a single strike.
If Aaron Judge was on the Dodgers and Shohei was on the Yankees, Aaron Judge still wins the title. Dodgers still win. Like, I mean, ultimately, yeah, there is a part of baseball – you know, Shohei Ohtani, he's no better this year than he was last year.
He's just
on a lot better team, right? That's the difference.
And look, full credit to the Dodgers because, you know, that fifth inning is something I don't think we'll ever see again. But part of me, and it's, you know, it's hard to feel for a guy who makes as much money as Aaron Judge does and who is as dynamic at their craft as Aaron Judge is. How many 6'7" center fielders have you ever seen?
Oh, he's an amazing athlete. He's an amazing hitter. But again, I'm not trying to take up for Aaron Judge. I also think baseball, we make a lot out of a very small sample size, right? Baseball, more than any other sport, is one where you can really only judge a guy over time. I think basketball and football, one-game scenarios are a little easier. Baseball, what, he gets to hit four times during the game? You know, the best hitter in baseball, as I always say, succeeds 3 out of 10 times instead of 2 out of 10 times. So it's a very small, narrow difference. And so I think it's hard to judge a guy based on a handful of at-bats in one series.
You know what's crazy also? And this is something Fortenbaugh brought up today. If he ever breaks through, watch out. Because, like, we look at Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson, it was a major championship to Phil Mickelson decades ago was – Thursday, wild card. Friday in a major, division series. Saturday in a major, ALCS. He's on the leaderboard. He's in a final group.
What is this analogy?
Listen to me. And then Sunday was the World Series, and he just wet the bed. I mean, remember at the U.S. Open, he could have hit pitching wedge all the way up the damn fairway, three-putted, and wins. And what does he do? He goes driver off the tee and lands it in the bar tent.
Are you analogizing? Wait a minute, you're analogizing rounds of golf to division series in the baseball
here.
Playoffs.
Yeah. But
okay, well, that's an interesting.
Finally broke through, and then another major, and another major, and another major. If I'm Aaron Judge, and I'm not a big Phil Mickelson guy, I don't. But I'm calling guys like Phil Mickelson, going, "All right, what changed? What did you do?"
I think with golf, okay. So Mickelson's problem was choking, like on the last hole of a golf tournament, the last two holes. I don't think Aaron Judge's problem there was that he choked. It was like he missed the cut.
But he gets in his head at the plate.
Maybe. I mean,
come on.
I also look. How many at bats did he have in the World Series? Did he have 20 at bats, something like that? 25. Okay, so that means he hit 200. That means he got four hits.
I mean, he hit 202 with the two hits last night.
All right, so he had 202.
205.
So he hit 205. Okay, so he hit 205. So if let's just say he had 30 at bats, that means he got what, six hits? If he had gotten eight hits, nobody would be talking about this. You're really talking about a couple of hits,
and he hasn't in years past. It's not just
well, they
this
haven't
year.
Made the World Series before, well, so I also know. It's been a little bit of a different scenario.
But even in the ALCS, he didn't. You know, and historically, he has not been good in the postseason. And I think if he ever breaks through, it's going to be like floodgates because he is the captain. But the problem is he's also 32. Now, he doesn't play like he's 32, but, man.
I don't mean – yeah, I'm not trying to just completely, just say this is not – I love Joe Fortenbaugh. But I'm a big believer that, like, we make a big deal out of very small sample sizes. And that's probably more true in baseball than any other sport because baseball is random. In general. And so I'm not willing to say, like, Aaron Judge, it's in his head. He got struck out, right? Like, they threw a great third pitch and he ends up swinging on a slider.
Yeah, but, Matt, he doesn't chase pitches like that during the regular season. He only does that in the postseason. Jessica Mendoza did an unbelievable breakdown 2 days ago as to what he does in the regular season and how he's so patient and he doesn't swing at balls out of the zone to in the postseason, he's chasing everything.
He hits one home run next year in game two of the World Series and all of a sudden he'll just be a juggernaut?
No, even earlier than that. But, you know, he's got to be Phil in the division series and continue. Okay. He hasn't done that yet. He's struggled his entire career.
The thing I like about you, I like the analogies you come up with. I would have never thought of round one of the Masters as the wild card series, but I like it. I'll take it.
Will you?
I'm taking it. I love it.
Did you see your Aaron Rodgers house of darkness because you're afraid of trick-or-treaters?
I'm not afraid of them. I just don't want them to give me their little like colds. And yeah, it's true. I don't.
Coming up with Matt Jones and me and Fitzsimmons, Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer. We'll get into some Halloween with him and ask him what he's doing to bye week. Is he watching some college football on the couch on Saturday? Kalen DeBoer next, right here on ESPN Radio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network. Fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fi tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meet probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This just happened in Thursday Night Football, Jets Texans, about 10 seconds ago. With Matt Jones, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, here on Amber and Ian. Amber Wilson is on maternity leave. We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us as we are presented by Progressive Insurance. The Jets had backed up the Texans with two sacks, fourth and 21, deep in their own territory. The Texans punting to the Jets, and they roughed the punter. Now the Texans have the ball on the 50 with 10:07 to go in the first quarter. As far as the Jets' offense goes, their first possession, they started deep in their own territory, ended deeper in their own territory with a fourth and 19 punting from their own two-yard line. So what did our crew do here with Cam Ussery, Eric Hanman, and myself? We went ESPN bet and live bet the under at 42.5. If you care to join us, come on along. Tulane leads Charlotte 3-0 on ESPN in college football. There you go. And speaking of college football, let's bring in an old friend of ours. That is the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. They are on a bye week. Kalen DeBoer returns here to ESPN Radio. And, Coach, we appreciate the time, man. We'll get to Halloween in just one moment. But every head coach in college football takes a day or two just to go be around the family, get away from the game, and just kind of decompress. So during a bye week, when you get a day or two or whatever it might be, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think that little time on Saturday we'll have together. And, you know, there's a bunch of work still happening, but get a few hours to watch some football and you know, hang with my wife and my youngest daughter. So otherwise we're, you know, recruiting and coaches are out on the road and we had some practices and guys are working out. So a lot of work still happening. We're right in the grind.
When you watch football on a Saturday and you guys rarely get it, like Dabo Swinney, head coach at Clemson, said in their bye week, he propped his feet up on the couch and was like, this is fantastic. He had, you know, the like three TVs going. He goes, I'm a fan again. So when you watch football on a Saturday during a bye week for a few hours, how much are you watching as a fan of the game, or are you also just, you can't unplug and you're watching it as a head coach?
Yeah, good question. Probably just with where we're at in the season right now, still probably watching it more as a coach and kind of seeing what's happening with the teams that we're going to be facing and how they look on the TV, you know, on Saturday. So, but there's, yeah, I think there's always a piece where, you know, the entertainment of a football game, you know, I think you're enjoying that a little bit. So, yeah, it's certainly different than a normal Saturday when it's intense and, you know, you're in the midst of the fire out there on in the middle of a game. So a little different deal.
Kalen DeBoer, head coach, Alabama Crimson Tide, joining us here on All Hallows Eve here on ESPN Radio. Speaking of Halloween, when was the last time you dressed up?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Long time ago. You know, with it being in season, always work being done. So you don't ask me what my last costume was, and I wouldn't remember. Yeah.
I'm with you. Know, I got no idea.
I'm just wondering how many kids the new neighborhood, you know, you're going to have coming through. Hopefully the wife's well prepared for all the visitors coming through, and I don't know what that number is going to be. We'll find out.
Man, all I know is in my neighborhood, and you probably hear them behind me, Coach, it's a block party out there. I mean, kids are running around like fireflies. I mean, it's insane. We dropped probably two bills on candy alone. So trust me, I probably know, having gone to Alabama for 6.5 years, your neighborhood, I hope she dropped a few bills on it because your house is going to get crushed.
Well, the question is, do you go with the big full candy bars, or are you like the mini guy, or what's the route you go in?
You flip that on me. All right. So now we got Coach DeBoer asking me questions. Here's our philosophy here in the Fitzsimmons household. If the kid comes up and it's just like one or two of them, and one of them is extremely polite, you know, trick or treat, thank you, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. That kid, when the other two walk away, hey, Wonder Woman, come back. You get a full-size Snickers. You get the four-pack of Reese's, right? I mean, you're – and Jay, tell your parents,
great manners, raised right. That's when we hand out the full ones. The other ones are all mini. Thoughts on that?
That's good. That's good. I think you got an approach. You got a plan. That's what matters. So you got a plan, and you're going to work that plan. So I think, you know, I really don't question whatever my wife does as I'm good with, but I think we're rolling with probably not the full size, but take as much as you want, you know, and when we run out, we just run out, but take whatever you want, you know, probably start a little smaller at the early parts, but as the night goes on, get that stuff out of our house because the sweet tooth I have, nothing but bad things that are going to happen if there's candy left over at the end of the night.
All right, so now we're going down a deep dive here with Kalen DeBoer, head coach Alabama on ESPN Radio. I am right there with you. If there are Reese's Cups within a mile, I can smell them. And then Snickers, the mini Snickers is next. And then I'm going to go off the radar, the 100 grand mini. That's a two-bite domination. What's your go-to? That's my top three draft picks, Halloween candy. What do you got?
Yeah, the Twix, 100 grand is definitely in that category. Any caramel. Caramel and chocolate, anything like that. I'll go for a good Reese's peanut butter cup, too. I'm with you there.
All right, the South Dakota just came out on you because you said caramel. I'm a caramel guy, but I'm from Louisiana. So, I mean, we're going in different directions. Hey, Coach, a little football. I could talk this stuff with you all night, man, but we got to get to some ball here on ESPN Radio, and that's why I enjoy our visits. What's been the biggest difference in all your stops as a head coach between Alabama and everywhere else you've been?
You know, I think there's another level of just, you know, the following, and that's not just fans. That's not, I mean, that's just the you know, the media. It's just all of it, which, you knew coming in, it's nothing that surprised me from that. You know that from afar, that's what the SEC and everything that comes with it is all about. But that's certainly, it's not a surprise, but that's definitely the difference.
What was your message to your guys before they departed, coming up during a bye week on a tremendous game at LSU next Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple things, right? We got a day or two where they're going to be a chance to kind of freshen mentally, physically. We've had some good days here getting ready for LSU already, just, you know, trying to stack some practices and periods of getting ahead of the game, but a couple things. One is away from football itself is just, you know, continue to make smart decisions, be safe, all that good stuff, drive defensively, right? All the things that, you know, you tell your own kids, and these are my kids. So we want to make sure that they're safe. And then I think, you know, getting to what you're probably really asking about the game is, you know, they know the opportunity, but just emphasizing, and that when we come back here in a couple days, we need to be, you know, all hands on deck as expected. We need to continue to build on everything that we did the last week, the last 2 weeks. I mean, whatever it is that are our strengths, make sure they continue to build on our strengths and the things we know we got to work on, that we're all over it, you know, and that's part of the process. And I expect them to come back with extreme high level of energy, you know, something that really hasn't wavered at all season. I expect it to be even higher, though, with a desire to prepare the best we've been and play our best football going down to LSU.
I'm Ian Fitzsimmons, along with Matt Jones, who's in for Amber Wilson here on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. Great to catch up with Kalen DeBoer, old friend of ours, joining us here during a bye week for a few minutes. And aside from getting healthy, what's the biggest thing that you want to accomplish as a head coach during the bye week besides what you just said? Are there a couple points of emphasis that you've seen through your team going, all right, this is what we have to improve on?
Yeah, I think it's, again, probably staying sharp on the things that we're really good at and then always, you know, trying to get better at the things that, you know, people are looking at on film, areas where you're vulnerable. Those are the things people are going to try to exploit. And so we got to, as more film becomes out there, is out there, and teams have beaten you a certain way, you got to make sure that you're covering all those loose ends, the areas that, you know, they're going to attack you with. And so keeping the energy high, trying to continue to build confidence in all areas, and that when we take the field, we're all aligned with the same mindset and ready to go out and keep the process and the focus on that where it's been all season long.
The 12-team playoff, you were in the Natty last year as the head coach of the Huskies. Is there or is there not a – or let me rephrase that. That's yes, no. How much of a different feel is there in the building with a 12-team playoff compared to a, you know, hey, you lose one and you're out with a 4-team playoff?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that there's still a lot to play for. And, you know, everything that you want at the top of, you know, our goal board is still there. And that would be different for a lot of teams across the country. But, you know, for us, even with some hiccups along the way, we still, you know, have that opportunity. And so, you know, the work would still continue on. I just believe in the character of these guys and how much they, you know, are going to continue to work no matter what the situation is. But that's certainly not falling off at all. And it makes it even easier just because you're in the hunt, you know, and each season takes on its own course. And this one certainly, you know, had its highs and had its lows. But our guys are working, and they understand that the action and the work you got to put into it is the only way that you're going to reach the successes that you want and the goals you hope to attain.
For the first time this year, you'll be on the couch for a few hours watching the great game of college football. Who gets the remote? Does the bride keep it? Does the daughter get it? Or do you go, no, dad's home. Give me that thing. I'm in control.
Yeah, I think they'll probably be if I'm around, I think I'll somehow find a way to get it. I think there, I'm confident that you know. But we'll work together. We'll work together. Teamwork is what we'll focus on. That there'll be some influence that I maybe have on certain games, and I can always point to it from a professional side, right?
Absolutely.
That's going to be my way of trying to win it over at the end.
Hey, can you go over to ABC real quick, please? Thank you. Yeah. Like right now? Here we go. I can hear it. Hey, Coach, always good to catch up with you. Thanks for your time, man, and good luck to being 1-0 next week. Oh, by the way, LSU, first experience. You get to see a live Tiger in some of the most hammered fans, and they embrace it in America. I know you're not – I mean, it's an odd combination, looking forward to it and also, like, you know what, it's going to be a tough game, but it's a different animal, Coach. It really is.
Yeah, well, I've actually been there. We played there in, I think, 2016 when I was at Eastern Michigan. Now, I think just everything that surrounds the game will be a little different. I don't want people to feel I don't understand the difference between approaching it.
But again, the one of the positives, as a great Mike Leach one told me, that one of the best things of going out to LSU, you get to see a live Tiger, and you're not guaranteed to see that even if you go to a zoo. There you go. Coach, happy Halloween, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for the time, as always.
Yep, thanks, Ian. Happy Halloween. Roll Tide.
That's Kalen DeBoer joining us here on ESPN Radio. Tide fans, give that man some time, because all he's done everywhere he's been is win, bottom line. All right, I don't know do I have enough time right now to update what has happened in Texans Jets, Handman?
Yeah, I say go for it. Why not?
Oh, we're already late, so the hell with it. We kept DeBoer for 14 minutes. So here we go. All right, so if you are just tuning in, Jets' first possession deep in their own territory ended deeper with a 4th-and-19 punting from their own 2. Then the Texans get the ball for their second possession. They end up 4th-and-21. The Jets rough the punter on 4th-and-21. So then they get the ball to 50. They're driving inside the Jets' 15-yard line. They fumble. Will McDonald recovers. Then, two plays later, Breece Hall, Jets running back, fumbles. They recover it, but on the play, Will Anderson, all-pro defensive end for the Texans, gets rolled up on. Now Aaron Rodgers has missed everything so far. He threw one to Devontae Adams, where Devontae Adams was blocking a corner, and Aaron Rodgers tried to hit him on an out route. Yeah, that chemistry just picked up right where it went off. So, right here, the Texans have the ball, 0-0, flag on the play, don't know who it's on, 5:38 to go in the first. This game if you didn't join us on the under 14.5 on ESPN Bet, you may end up being right. But we went ahead and said, you know what? This game just stinks. It looks ugly. So we went live wager under 42.5 on ESPN Bet. Check it out. See where it is right now. There you go. There's your summation. Coming up, what do two needles in the ass, a heroin addict, have to do with me? Well, I'll explain it right here on ESPN Radio.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fadeaway jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Update Thursday night football. Like all the stuff that's happened in this game, it take too long to get to because it's been that ugly. Two turnovers, roughing the punter call, and just hideous offensive play because, one, it's Thursday night, and two, the Texans' offensive line stinks, and Aaron Rodgers couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. 3:50 to go in the first quarter with Matt Jones in for Amber Wilson. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. We'll start with C.J. Stroud. He's 3-for-8, 31 yards, just got sacked by Quinnen Williams. So the Texans have punted to the Jets, and we'll see what Aaron Rodgers can do with it because so far he has as many completions in this game as I do. He is 0-for-4. Devontae Adams, 2 targets. On one of those, Devontae was blocking a corner downfield, and Aaron Rodgers tried to hit him on a 10-yard out route. So they're clearly on the same page that they were in Green Bay. Total net yards, Texans 61, Jets 4. Rushing net yards, Texans 48, Jets 13. Passing net yards, Texans 13, Jets negative 9. Woo, this one's lighting it up. Well, again, with Matt Jones, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio. Jonesy disappeared on us in his cave of darkness where he is avoiding all trick-or-treaters. Handman, Cam, did it? Anybody, do we know where Jonesy went? Just out of curiosity before I get into this story about two needles in a butt and a heroin addict?
No, I have no idea where he went, to be honest.
Text him. I think he'd like this one. But anyway, I'll start it with that. Oh, and an update on the college game. Tulane leads Charlotte 3-0 on ESPN. We got two just riveting football games going right now, boys. I mean, just it doesn't get much better than what we're watching right now. And Breece Hall just busted off about a 15-yard run. I think that is a much better offensive option than having Aaron Rodgers throw the ball. Again, Aaron Rodgers has as many completions as Matt Jones does. All right, so
yeah, I have more completions. Those for the record. I think I actually completed fixing and rebooting my equipment after I got kicked offline. So I think I have one more completion than he does.
All right, so today my wife has been on me for the last year and a half to go in because our old internist moved and went to Denver. So she immediately got a new internist. And I went, okay, because I'm one of those guys, I don't like going to the doctor. I don't want to know. I'm the opposite of a hypochondriac. I mean, I'm terrified. I have white coat big time. Don't
I'm like that too. So you'd like almost rather not know than find out something's wrong.
And
I get that.
Next thing you know, kidney failure and you're dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Well, that's pretty quick. But yeah.
But positive is, honey, you just got a big old insurance policy, and you don't have to worry about college tuition for the kids anymore. So, I mean, that's the positive. So I did find a new internist, and went today, and I drank a full 25-ounce Yeti of water, Matt.
Yes.
A bottle of water at the office, and it's a physical, and they're taking blood. The first nurse comes in, and he's like, okay, got your vein, and then he sticks it in there, and there's no blood coming out. He goes, did you drink any water today? I said, yeah, like 40 ounces. He sticks me in the other arm. Nothing's coming out. So then they go to the bullpen and get the closer. And Michelle comes in. She's like, okay, I got this. You'll be out of here in a second. Sticks me again in the left arm. She goes, did you drink any water today? I said, yes. No blood's coming out. Since she sticks me again, and they give me two more bottles of water, come back in 5 minutes. She sticks me in the right arm. Now I got four punctures in my arms, right? And then no blood's coming out. Sticks me a fifth time. Finally, we get a trickle, and it takes forever to fill up. So, and I had to get a Toradol shot in my right butt for foot pain to get back on the field today, and some antibiotic in my left butt. So I had two needles in the ass and five needles in my arm today. I look like a heroin addict. I mean, my arm is insane, man. I'm like, what is going on? Am I dying? Do I not have blood flowing through my veins? What the hell is going on here? She said, 30 years of medicine doing this, I have never had to poke a patient more than twice. Hit me three times, along with JV twice.
So does that mean you're going to change anything about your lifestyle at all? Or are you just like think everything's good?
Dude, I drink over 100 ounces of water a day.
Okay. Maybe that's why you don't have any blood left. You're all water now. Like maybe you know, I once got water intoxication, by the way, that's a thing where I had so much water in my system, it almost made made me have a heart attack. True story. I was in the hospital for 9 days.
So we got a dude who OD'd on water and a guy who's
OD'd. I don't do drugs. I OD on water.
There you go. This is that beautiful.